holiday. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Little My Girl, baby. Welcome back. Valentine's Day weekend. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I and Peanut, deep within the bunker. Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNF 590, The Fan, the Vogler Vogler, Matty G. Having a great Saturday morning. Just returned from Branson, Missouri earlier in the week. Was down at Lily's Landing for a media event, Conservation Federation of Missouri. What a great time. And we've got the man, our host, on the line with us, Mr. Phil Lilly. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. Hey, thank you for a great event and hosting our event. Man, it was awesome. What a great room. What a great time. You guys are first class.
Well, thank you. It was really nice to have so many just fantastic guys to and gals to host and get to know and visit and show them Lake Taneycomo and our great trout fishing here.
Yeah, you got great trout fishing. Yeah, you had a wide variety of personalities and types and different types of people, did you, Phil?
Yep. Well, I think we had about 24 riders from all across the Midwest. And yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, we had great weather. That worked out good, and you got everybody out, and everybody caught fish. Man, we caught some fish. That was awesome.
Yeah, fishing this winter has been very good on Lake Taneycomo. We've seen some really good quality rainbows and browns caught here in the last month.
Yeah, I know things is hard to put an event like that together, and I know how hard you guys work, but, you know, I guess you was a little short on guides. You had to go down to the bottom barrel and find that babbler guy, huh?
Yeah, we had to drag him out of his bed and breakfast.
Out of his bed, yeah.
Table Rock.
You ought to seen his face when I went down to the dock and he saw I was fishing with him. I hadn't seen him in a while. It was funny. It was great.
I imagine you had a good time.
He did. Man, you guys do a good job. The room, you had me and Mr. Whitehead in. Yes, boys and girls, I roomed with Bobby Boy, the guru of Outdoor Guide Magazine. That's always a trip. But what a great facility you have there, Phil. And everybody was so polite, so nice, and so professional. Everybody worked so hard for all of us media people. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're blessed with a very good staff, and everybody loves what they do, and it's easy taking care of a group like that. It's very, very enjoyable.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Phil Lilly from Lilly's Landing Resort and Marina down out of Branson, Missouri. Why don't you tell our listeners what's involved to come and book fishing trips or come to your facility and information about your facilities?
Well, we're approaching our 35th year.
Wow.
Down here on Lake Taneycomo and here in Branson. It's a family-run resort. I've got quite a few family members still working for me, and we're just a couple miles south of the Branson Strip. We're on a dead-end road, so you never even know Branson's up there when it's all hustle and bustle and shows. But we've got, 1 to 4 bedroom units. We can handle some pretty big groups in one unit. We've got a house. Basically, you just got to call us or email us at lilieslanding.com, and we'll try to take care of it.
All right. Give us a website, Phil.
Lilieslanding.com, and I think just about any way you spell it, it'll suggest you. You know, if you use your Google machine and type in Lily's Landing, it'll get you there.
You're right about the spelling of the name. My spell check wants to change your name all the time. Every time I put it in with something, when I try to put you in on my Facebook, it wants to change your name to a different Lily. Wow.
Yeah.
What Vogler Vogler?
I don't think there's a better tackle shop in all of Branson.
I took a lot of photos
of
that. Yeah, he's got everything in there.
You've got everything. If somebody just asks you what they're, you know, you've got it, and you tell them, and they hit it on. One other question is, somebody described that upper flat section above Fall Creek is the closest thing that you're going to get to flats fishing in Florida, but here in Missouri. Is that, you like that idea?
Pretty much. That area up there, because of the high water floods that we've had, has really filled in with gravel, and it's got a pretty pronounced channel, but it's got a lot of flat area that's less than 2 feet deep, and you can do a lot of sight fishing. You could wade that whole area up there, take a boat up there and wade, and do a lot of sight fishing. They're usually up on those flats feeding on midges. And you put a little zebra midge under a float about 6-8 inches and target those fish that are rising, and it's a blast.
Awesome. I'll tell you something else that I was impressed with. Nice looking beard there, Phil. You made a good look there with the new beard, buddy. I like that.
Well, I don't like shaves, so you know, we've
perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. It's wintertime. It'll come off.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, and thank you again for hosting our event. It was great seeing you again and being with all of my brothers and sisters in the media. What a great camp. That was one of the best camps I've been to in a long time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you come back next year.
Oh, I'll come back and see you. You can't get rid of me now. I'm like an old dog. You already fed me.
Okay.
All right, Phil. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
God, I love that place.
Yeah. Isn't he great?
Oh, he is.
We did a remote with him.
Sure.
Remember, last time we was in Branson, we did a remote with Phil. It was really cool. And when nothing was working, and we finally got it going.
Yeah.
It was a great time. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Vogler Vogler.
Ooh.
You've got your chocolate-covered strawberries.
You.
Now, we're going to don't eat them yet. We're going to have them live on air in a minute, and we're going to take a break because we're going to come back on the other side with Bill Babbler.
Because we're from Midwest Outdoor Studios, live, mobile, on demand.
Yeah, okay. All right. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.